I get to talk about a model program and someone who is really doing a super job at gestational diabetes in their clinical setting, and what they have learned with their quality improvement project as they've moved forward. I'm going to talk to you about the Chickasaw Nation. The Chickasaw Nation is in central and south Oklahoma. It is covers about 10 counties. In Oklahoma, we do not have a reservation for each one of the tribes. We have what we call jurisdictional lands. And so they own rights within those 10 counties. And we have about 40,000 members of the tribe that live in Oklahoma, and their tribe numbers over 100,000 globally. But their main center is there in Chickasaw, or in Ada, and the Chickasaw Nation has both their medical center, which they just recently built a beautiful $80 million hospital and clinical services, and then their headquarters are also in that same community. So they really are an economic boom to South Central Oklahoma. I, too, have no relationships to disclose. I, too, worked in the field of public health for about 30 years. So without a husband who did make a few dollars, I guess we'd be destitute. So but don't have anything to disclose. I want to acknowledge my team members. Without this team and what they've accomplished, I wouldn't be up here presenting this project to you. The Diabetes Center with the Chickasaw Nation has been a comprehensive center now since about 1980. And in 2000, they developed a special unit within their Comprehensive Diabetes Center on gestational diabetes. And in 2005, the Indian Health Service set out qualifications to be a center of excellence, and they were awarded a center of excellence in 2008 for gestational diabetes and in 2009 for breastfeeding. And so this group and this team personifies what a true model of comprehensive diabetes services, not only for people with diabetes for type 1 and type 2, but for women with gestational diabetes. Bobby Sunke was the program manager, who's now gone on to lead the new Center for Epidemiology and Research. Sean McCage is now the program manager, and she is and has been all along the diabetes project officer for this program. And Melissa Conaway is a CDE nutritionist, and Deb Provence is a CDE nurse manager. We also have a part of the team, a PA, and an endocrinologist, and then there's a number of other support staff that work within this team also. There were three outcomes that the Chickasaw Nation wanted to look at as far as their programs were concerned. One was to determine the continuity of care during and post-pregnancy for women with gestational diabetes. Were there screening documentation done? Were they screened according to protocol that they had established previously? And then was there a documentation of annual care, which included the postpartum visit, as well as the blood glucose screen? And then was there interconceptual care provided? And then was there documentation of the screen periodically, depending on how that woman's risk was? And then was there documentation that actually said the woman was referred to the Diabetes Center for diabetes care? And then years two and three, the secondary outcome was to determine the if children from women with gestational diabetes were more at risk for diabetes risk. And so we conducted a literature review with offspring outcome of women having experienced GDM. And then we looked at growth and development records of women who had previously had GDM and their offspring. We tried to look at as many offspring of these women as possible. As we were looking at the literature, though, we came up with the fact that a lot of the literature was supportive in the fact that not only women with gestational diabetes, their offspring were more at risk for developing type 2 diabetes, but women who gained a lot of weight during that pregnancy or gained a lot of weight in between pregnancies, their offspring were also more at risk for getting type 2 diabetes. So we added those groups also in the sample, and this past year we have reviewed records of all three sets. Women who gained a lot of weight during their pregnancy, more than what the nutrition guidelines state for pregnancy gain. We've looked at infants that weighed more than 10 pounds, and then we looked at children that were the offspring of women who'd had gestational diabetes. I'm not going to be showing any of that data today, but we did look at about 180 charts and did a comparison on that. Then our tertiary outcome was to utilize all the data that we have collected over the last couple of years and to develop quality improvement strategies to improve the clinical operations. So therefore, by improving some of those operations, we could also improve the patient care. And our bottom line is that we want to reduce the burden of diabetes among Native peoples and their families by preventing diabetes in these targeted populations. Now, on the, I don't know my left hand from my right, on my left side, the team, that's everybody on the team, and then on the right side are all of their internal partners. This is everybody that's within the Chickasaw Nation, and then at the very bottom you'll see OU Health Science Center. That is the University of Oklahoma's medical school and their health science center. The Health Science Center developed a relationship with the Chickasaw Nation about 7 years ago, and this diabetes center has been key in working with them on three different studies. There is a study on what's called TODAY, that is a children's study about children of color being more at risk for type 2 diabetes. And then they have a study with women who have type 1 diabetes and that are pregnant, women who have type 2 diabetes and are pregnant, and then a study on pregnancy related to preeclampsia and American Indian women. So we partner with them and kind of utilize one another's data as we're looking at various issues. Okay, what we did was we started at the very beginning and did some record review. We did some sampling from the very time that their gestational diabetes clinic opened, and we looked at records from 2000 to 2008. We conducted almost the same type of study that the states did when they compared data. The RPMS is the reporting system for the Indian Health Service, and this reporting system not only collects data on diabetes, but collects data on all of the different kinds of medical conditions, plus has data on demographics of the individuals that come to Indian Health clinics for services. We compared also data with the state vital records or the birth certificates for the tribe, and then we validated this by the medical record review, and we used the 648.8, which is the condition for gestational diabetes. So what did we find? We looked at all pregnant women and then women with GDM, and the major kind of differences we saw were that all pregnant women tended to be younger than those women with gestational diabetes, but particularly the 20 and 24-year-old and the 25 to 29-year-olds. We looked at BMI, normal weight, overweight, and then obesity. There tended to be more women that were of normal weight who did not have GDM, but there was very little difference between those women who were overweight and who were obese between the GDM and the without GDM. When we also reviewed charts, we found that there was about 3.1% of their population who had type 1 diabetes and with a pregnancy. And then there were about 9% of the population that already had pre-existing type 2 diabetes when they had a pregnancy, and then we had 9.6% of the population that actually experienced gestational diabetes during that time. And then we had about 30% of the records of women who'd also previously had GDM in their center. So what did our results show as far as the documentation? When we look back at outcome number one, we wanted to document. Were they screened? Were they screened according to protocol? And we found that 95% of the women were screened, and it was documented. And then the second part of that was, were they then sent to the diabetes center to receive comprehensive diabetes services? And we found that the Women's Center did collaborate with the Diabetes Center and referred the women. Oops, wrong way. And when they got to the Diabetes Center, we were able to adequately document that those women who were referred and who actually went, and we had, of those women who actually were referred, we had about a 99% referral rate that actually attended. Those women who did not attend tended to be so high risk that they, before they ever got referred to the Diabetes Center, they got referred out to a tertiary care center or the Health Science Center because of maybe, and it was probably not their GDM that got them referred out. It was the other some other type of problem. They all received visits and services from the physician's assistant. The physician assistant is the one who handles the medication management. The majority of their women are put on insulin. Some are followed by metformin, but the majority of them are on insulin. And he follows them very closely. He has them keep a very close glucose monitoring record at home, and then he follows them about every 6 weeks with a hemoglobin A1C throughout their progress of their pregnancy. The majority of the women get down into their hemoglobin A1Cs are at about 6 or below, which is pretty good for gestational diabetes. But it's that care and that hand-holding that whole team gives that gets those levels, and they really empower that woman to take care of herself and her growing infant. They could receive at least one visit, if not maybe 2 to 3 visits from the nutritionist. They see the physical activity specialist at least once, and then depending on where they come in during their pregnancy, if they come in early during their pregnancy, if they come in for the first trimester, then they're seen about once a trimester by the physical activity specialist. And then the nurse health educator sees them every visit. She reviews how well they're doing with their blood glucose monitoring and then tries to determine, are there any social barriers, any home barriers, anything that might be a social determinant to getting them to clinic, making their clinic appointments, and having a satisfactory pregnancy with gestational diabetes. So it was determined that they also provided appropriate services. So what did we find that needed work or quality improvement strategies? We found that 65% had a postpartum visit. But during that postpartum visit, we found that most of them did not get a screen. And there was little documentation about the risk for developing type 2 diabetes, either in themselves or in their offspring. There was little to no documentation about weight management. Now, if they went to the diabetes center at the same time that the postpartum visit happened, then it happened. But it didn't happen in women's clinic, was what we found out. And then if they were seen on an annual basis in women's clinic, there was no screening done. So we formed a team of all of the partners, and we included the Diabetes Prevention Center, or the Diabetes Prevention Program at the State Health Department. As you can see, Joan and Michelle are in the audience. We all sat down and talked about the results and what kind of a quality improvement program we should have. And so they decided that they needed to increase the additional internal partners, and that's why where you saw all those partners come together. They needed to change their electronic medical record so that it had GDM in every phase that we needed to put it in as a data element. We needed to improve the providers across the system in what GDM meant and in how they can be of help. And then we needed to work on the referral systems with other tribes. This particular health system does deliveries for about 9 to 12 other tribes. Well, those women might go back to their own tribe for their postpartum visit and their annual visits. So there were some real gaps there also because we didn't really know whether they had a postpartum visit or an annual visit. So, and then the other thing was to study the growth and development of those offspring, to develop policies and procedures to improve clinical care, to develop the tracking system, and then mentor tribes to improve care, and then share their results with others. So they had an extensive set of strategies that they wanted to work on. So, where are we today? They've been working on this for about 2.5 years now. As a total project, and they spent the last 2 years really working on their strategies. They developed that internal committee, and that internal committee meets once a month except for in the summer months. During the summer months, it's just too difficult to get the whole group together, so they disband during the months of June and July and August until school starts, and then they get back together again. They improved their electronic medical record. They went through and put GDM in the very beginning. It's in the annual women's visit module. Then when the woman comes in, she's pregnant, so that very first visit, it's in the history, GDM. And it's marked GDM. It's not just diabetes risk. It's actually marked GDM. And then it's listed in the postpartum. So that has been implemented in the hospital and in the clinics to improve that. And then they implemented same-day postpartum and diabetes center visits for postpartum. That way, if the women's clinic doesn't get the screen done, if they get referred to the diabetes center for follow-up, then that screen would naturally get done. And that has improved rates. I can't tell you exactly what the improvement was. We did look at about 8 months worth of data, and we did have about a 10% improvement. But we don't actually have 12 months to look at to see if that really will follow through. They implemented hemoglobin A1C as the postpartum screen because they couldn't get those women to stay the 2 hours for the two-hour screen. So they implemented that point-of-care screen right there. And then they implemented a random glucose. They really need, and they're starting to also implement the new guidelines, which say that you will do, if this random screen is abnormal, that you'll go ahead and do a GTT. They started implementing that. That starts, I believe, January. They haven't started yet. It starts January 1. But they actually implemented a random screen on the first visit to find out whether these women may already have type 2, and they've already discovered that is true for a number of them. And then we've conducted the growth and development study. We developed a kind of a quasi-data system to start a gestational diabetes registry, and we collected data for about 18 months, and we keep adding modules. We keep adding data elements and another module, and so we don't have a full 12 months of any real one data set to be able to look at. And then we've done about 4 or 5 different presentations and shared the model with others. And from that sharing, we have 2 tribes that have come forward. One wants to develop a whole system, and one wants to work with them to improve the referral systems because they don't have the ability to do a complete system, but they want to improve that ability of when they refer the woman in and when the woman comes back to them. So that shows you, in a nutshell, about what a wonderful piece of work and what a wonderful group of people can do to show you a center of excellence when it comes time for gestational diabetes. These women, these men and women who work in that clinic believe in this. They eat, drink, sleep this day in and day out. They're very proud of what they've accomplished. and I really commend them for what they've done. My role has been to document that they've actually done it, and it's been a real pleasure in working with them. So, as we end this workshop with all of you, we have a couple of things that we'd like to get you involved in. We want you to go back to your wherever you're at, and we want you to help us to figure out ways to interest providers in providing education, informing women, and screening women throughout this continuum of care about educating young women about gestational diabetes and their risk for both themselves and their offspring. And then the second thing we want to do is, how can we interest the young woman to get really motivated who's experienced gestational diabetes to continue to seek care, but also to change her behaviors? We know that these young women do pretty well when they have the gestational diabetes and they're pregnant, but as soon as they deliver, they want a McDonald's hamburger and fries. They've given it up for 7 months or 6 months or however long, but then they want to revert right back to their old habits. So how do we get them to adopt that healthier lifestyle so that they then can become role models for themselves and their families? So that's what we'd like for you to do, and we'd like for you to share with us how you think we might be able to do that.